Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
One more time. Oh, yeah. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those that are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. Again, that number, 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on today's topic. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to follow the show, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at 82, the number 82, Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account and go to the top of the page and type in 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Our page should come up there. Send us a friend request. We'll confirm you as a friend, and voila. Whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you won't miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, I put daily show notes out on Facebook and Twitter about an hour or so before the show, or really whenever I want to. But I try to get them out about an hour before the show. That way you'll have time to get settled in. And once you get alerted, you'll have time to get settled in and you can listen to the show. All right? Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. The office number is 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, whatever area you need help in, just give the professionals a call at CPA on Duty, 770-732-0244. Have a great show lined up for you guys today, very, very relevant, I think, and it's also, it's relevant and tragic, okay? And the reason I wanted to do this show was because of the serious condition that was found with this celebrity. Now, we're gonna talk a little bit about the guy that died on yesterday, Michael Clark Duncan. What he died of, he had a heart attack, and he also found out that he had heart disease. So, you know, because of that, I wanted to do this show. I know I do a lot of stuff that's, you know, pretty hilarious and pretty funny and pretty entertaining sometimes, but I also like to do things that are serious or something that could help you with your health and also help myself with health. And we all want to live a longer life than I don't know. I mean, all of us want to live a long life. Let's say that. Not necessarily a longer life, but we want to live a long life. And, you know, when someone dies seemingly all of a sudden like this at a young age, you know, this guy is considered just that middle age at 54 years old. That's still a young man. And so if I can come across and grab the hand of at least one person, then I'll be satisfied. If I can grab more than one, I'll be ecstatic. But here's the deal. Now, this guy, Michael Clark Duncan, and a lot of you guys may not know him, but you may know him as, you know, he played in a lot of different stuff. I think one of his most famous role was The Green Mile, where he played a prisoner. And then I think The Planet of the Apes. The Planet of the Apes, he was the leader of the Army of the Apes. He's a big guy. He's actually 6'4", 6'5", over 300 pounds. Big, muscular guy. You probably saw him. I saw him also on the episode of 2 and a Half Men. He's done a lot of different stuff. He's been bodyguards for Will Smith and, you know, a lot of different people. And he was able to break into the movie business somehow. But, you know, they say that heart disease is the number one killer of men. And they say you can prevent it. And one of the easiest ways to prevent it is with regular exercise. And they say, you know, and you can go on to, I'll tell you, you can go on to menshealth.com and they have a DVD there that you can buy that can help you daily. Get in 30-minute workout 3 days a week in your living room that you can do that'll help you prevent heart disease. Now, Mr. Duncan had a heart attack in July. Now, we heard about that. I heard about that, rather. And he got to the hospital, but he wasn't dead. So I figured, okay, you get to the hospital after having a heart attack, then, you know, you survive the heart attack. But, you know, then all of a sudden you hear, you know, yesterday in September that, you know, he dead. So you're like, I didn't know that, of course, we're not close to him. So I didn't know that he was still in the hospital. So apparently he never left the hospital after going initially for the heart attack. So he, you know, had complications, and they found out that he had heart disease. That's one thing I believe that you don't want to have is heart disease. And they're giving us some ways that you can drastically reduce your risk of heart disease. And maybe it's something that runs in your family. Who knows? But I know that my dad died of a heart attack. So myself, I got to take this to heart myself and start to try and do some things here that will also reduce my risk myself of heart disease. So I'm putting that out there, not only for me, but for you guys as well. And if you have more to add to this story of Michael Clark Duncan, please call into the show, 818-301-5834. They say that heart disease is the number one killer of men. Not guns, not cancer, but heart disease is the number one killer of men. And they said, what could be simpler, you know, of getting a DVD, working out 30 minutes, 3 days a week in your living room? What could be simpler? You see, it eliminates all the guesswork, allowing you to stay in shape and strengthen your heart. I mean, I need to get that DVD. I'm going to go out there and look at it and see, because we got to stay strong, guys, and we got to stay strong for our families. And, you know, getting off the subject a little bit, but if you're lost to your family, you know, you think, how are they going to survive? You don't want to think about that, but that's a real question. And so you want to take care of yourself as much as you can. Now, my mom used to always say that you're going to die of something, whether it's a bus, a heart, or cancer, or whatever, you're going to die of something. And if the good Lord says it's your turn to come, then you're going to come. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how many doctors are in the room when it happens. It doesn't matter if you got a lot of money. It doesn't matter if you got the best doctor in the world. If it's time for you to go, you're out. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's real talk. And they give... I'm reading an article about him, and this from Men's Health. They say that they're given 17 easy ways to protect against heart attack and heart disease every day. And I'm going to give you some of those, and maybe you guys can implement them in your daily routine. The first one got me is drink 2 cups of coffee a day. I have started drinking coffee. I used to not drink coffee at all, but I have started drinking coffee lately. But it says drink 2 cups of coffee a day. I think I'm going to have me a cup after the show, and then I'm going to have me another cup. I'm on the night shift, so I'm going to have me a cup on the way to work. 2 cups of coffee a day. People who did this had an 11% lower risk of heart failure than subjects who shunned Java, according to a study of 140,000 people. Okay? So, 2 cups a day. And, guys, you can go on to menshealth.com and find this article and just go at it. Read about all kinds of stuff, whatever interests you. It doesn't have to just be heart disease. You can read about anything, whatever might be ailing you right now. Go on there and read about it and see what you can do yourself to help reduce it or eliminate it completely. Number two is ask your dad how your grandparents died and when. It says having a relative die of heart complications before age 60 doubles your own risk of premature heart disease, according to an August 2012 study published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology. If that's you, control what you can. Don't smoke, maintain a healthy weight, and exercise regularly. Number three, it says eat vitamin C-rich foods like citrus fruits. It says in a study of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, people who took a 500 milligram vitamin C supplement daily saw their blood pressure significantly drop after 2 weeks. How? Vitamin C may regulate blood vessels of nitric oxide, which helps vessels maintain normal pressure. Okay? Number four, snack of cherries. It says people who ate 2 daily servings of the savory fruit had fewer markers of inflammation in their body. Okay? Number five, it says soak up the sun. A study published this year found that mice exposed to a light box were more protected from heart attack-induced tissue damage than mice that didn't receive light therapy. The sun increases the number of heart protective proteins in your body. So, soak up the sun, guys. You know, some people say the sun bad for you, you know, and give you skin cancer or something. But they telling you here to soak up the sun. Get out there and grab some sun, because the sun increases the number of heart protective proteins in your body. Wow. Number six, spice up your food. When researchers at the Chinese University of Hong Kong studied the effects of capsaicinoids, compounds that lend flavor to chili peppers and jalapenos, in hamsters, rodents fed spicy foods show lower levels of LDL, that's bad cholesterol, than the animals that ate capsaicinoid-free meals. Capsaicinoids appear to block the gene that causes your arteries to contract, leading to relaxed muscles and better blood flow to the heart. So, spice up your food, guys. Get some peppers in there and jalapenos, and eat them up. I love jalapenos. I love peppers too. Shed your spare tire. It says cutting your sodium intake alone won't always do the trick. In a recent review of 7 studies, people who lowered their salt intake were just as likely to have a heart attack or stroke as those who didn't limit sodium, according to research in the American Journal of Hypertension. Shedding pounds is a better solution. Getting in shape can yield as much as 10 to 29 point drop in blood pressure. And regular aerobic exercise can make it fall another 10 points. If you're trying to lose fat, don't fall for these 5 fat loss myths. And they give you that. You got an icon there you can click on. But, you know, people talk about, you know, cutting back on salt and this and that. You wouldn't have to cut back on salt if you exercise regular. You know, the exercise. Number 8, have a beer. According to a recent review of more than 18 studies on booze, beer is just as good for your heart as vino or wine. Drinking a little more than a pint of beer a day could make you 30% less likely than non-drinkers to suffer from stroke, heart attacks, and heart disease. Just don't overdo it, okay? So have a few beers every day. Have a couple of beers every day. That'll help you as well. Keep a water bottle by your desk. They said drinking 5 or more 8-ounce glasses of water a day could help lower the risk of heart disease by 60%. Wow. Exactly the same drop you get from stopping smoking, lowering your LDL cholesterol number, exercising, or losing a little weight. Number 10, take a glass half full attitude. Optimists were 50% less likely to have a heart attack or stroke compared to pessimists, according to a study in Psychological Bulletin. Optimists are people that are optimistic about the future, people that are positive. And pessimists are people the opposite of that, people that are not too positive, always talking about bad stuff. It says start your morning with grapefruit. Eating just 1 grapefruit each day can lower your total cholesterol and LDL levels by 8 to 11% respectively, lowering your risk of heart disease. It'll also provide you with more than 150% of your daily recommended intake of vitamin C. Number 3 was eat vitamin C-rich foods like citrus fruit. So starting your day off with grapefruit would get that number 3 taken care of. So eat your grapefruit every morning. Number 12, sweet cranberry juice. Men who drank 3 cups of the juice daily raised their levels of good HDL cholesterol by 10%. Researchers credit plant compounds called polyphenols for the results. The tip is make sure the label says you're drinking at least 27% cranberry juice since, you know, cranberry juice is often diluted. So make sure you're getting some good cranberry juice. 13, pick whole grains. In a study at Tulane University, researchers found that people who ate 4 or more servings of foods like whole grains, nuts, beans, and beans a week had a 22% lower risk of developing heart disease. Okay? So get you some grains in. Eat a burger. Just make sure it's grass-fed beef. Grass-fed beef has a profile of healthy fat similar to fatty fish like salmon. It's also loaded with heart-protective vitamin E. Okay? And it says, eat to live, live to eat. Okay? Number 15, clean house. Just 2.5 per week of chores like mowing the lawn or carrying groceries can reduce unhealthy inflammation in your body, according to a study published this year in Circulation magazine. Wow. Schedule a checkup. Even if you're in your 20s, you could benefit from a cardiovascular risk assessment. Your doctor takes a detailed inventory of all of your risk factors, your blood pressure, family history, cholesterol levels, and more, and uses a formula to give you an idea of your heart disease risk. So go see a doctor, guys. Fill up on fiber. Men with a high fiber diet had a 15% lower risk of heart disease, a Swedish study found. Choose nutrient-rich fruits and vegetables rather than supplements or high-fiber bread. I think like oatmeal, stuff like that, is high in fiber. But those are some of the things, guys, that can help you to reduce your risk of heart disease. And although we saw Michael Clark Duncan on TV, in a movie or whatever, the big strong guy seemed to be, you know, in good health, seemed to be. You know, a lot of people seem to be something, but they're not. So, you know, when you think about it, he may have been the last person you would think would be gone so soon. But that's exactly what happened to him. He had a heart attack, and they found out that resulted from heart disease. So, guys, take care of yourselves, and I'm going to do my best to do the same. I'm trying to start to get my family to eat healthier. We're trying to get into some type of exercise thing. We have to. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We have to, and I think so should you. I'm not telling you what to do with your family. But I'm just saying, I believe that definitely these things will help you, regardless of heart disease or what. So do them, guys. Now, here's my quote. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. You've been a great audience today. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. You guys take care of yourselves. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. Grab a hold of some of these things that I've put out there. Grab a hold of them. Implement them in your regular daily routine. And you'll be okay. All right? Thank you, guys. I love you guys. And take care of yourselves. And have a great day. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out.